other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have a lot of people emailing me, calling the office saying, do you think that there's going to be a staged terror attack in Washington, D.C. tomorrow? With millions of people there for the historic coronation of the new emperor, the new God emperor that will save us all and bring us heaven on earth, milk and honey, Barack Obama, with his hordes of millions of thieving, stealing bureaucrats and regulators and micromanagers, and his hordes of regular army to police the American people. I know this, you know, they've got 20,000 troops, 10,000 regular army, 10,000 National Guard, and then 25,000 other police, all commanded by the Secret Service and the FBI. And just like at any big event, the Super Bowl, College Bowl games, for a decade you've had military out at the events, NASCAR conditioning you, having military search people's bags, getting you ready for putting troops on the streets of America, which people denied was going to happen, and now they've announced it, and people go, okay, well, it's a good thing. Though the military announces on record that it is for the American people, not to fight terror, but to suppress the American people. That is bill, you know, that is what the bills state. That is what the John Warren Defense Authorization Act states. That is on record. I'm not saying anything will be staged tomorrow. It's also a major magnet for crazies. There's a good chance there'll be some crazies on their own there, you know, out of their mind, violent schizophrenics who think that they're really Obama and how dare him. They've got to stop the imposter from taking over. You know, that's the classic type of MO. Or Obama's the Antichrist and they've got to, you know, they've got to kill him. Or they've got to get within 100 yards of him to do a magic spell to reverse the Antichrist. I mean, I've studied crazies. I've dealt with crazies. That's the type of MO you see, if it's a real organic nut. But more often than not, you've got federal handlers of teenagers and groups. Remember 2.5 years ago, the case in Miami where they went and found the Black Street group of Rastafarians, and then on the news that they were Muslims planning to blow up the federal building in Miami, and it turned out it was all staged and made up, and the feds gave them hundreds of thousands of dollars to just dress in military fatigues and bought them a warehouse to live in, and would only give them money when they would, you know, they'd say, we'll give you another $100,000, but you've got to go videotape the federal building. They couldn't even get them to talk about attacking it. Or, you know, they deliver ammonium nitrate to some young Muslims up in Toronto. We see these type of cases. Or they've had white supremacists at the Denver DNC, and then when in several other cases around the country when Obama was going to be speaking, they'd catch some 19-year-old skinheads whacked out of their mind with swastikas all over them who were on their MySpace or Facebook with pictures of machine guns and who would just go, you know, get drunk in a trailer and shoot their mouths off about, yeah, we'll wear white top hats and drive in standing up in the top of monster trucks and we'll kill 5,000 people and we'll shoot missiles. They go out and they find lunatics, and then the FBI handles them and manages them, and I'm sure right now they are planning this. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but they've done it before, so it could. The FBI is probably, in every case it turns out, the leader of the group is an FBI agent or informant. They don't just infiltrate them. They go out and set them up. They go out and find the mental patients. They go out and find the unstable people, and then they bring them to the location. And then they'll sting them and bust them in the nick of time. And, oh, my God, look, they wanted to kill the new emperor. Oh, see, it's good to have the 20,000 troops and the regular army and the surveillance and all of it because, you know, they tried to stop the dream. If they would have killed Obama, then he couldn't save the economy. And we'd all be doomed if it wasn't for big government and our new savior, Obama. So all the police state is now legitimized and a good thing. So if we do see something like that, it'll come out a few weeks later that a Fed founded the group, led the group, ran the group, and that they were all mental patients. So I think there's a pretty good chance that something like that will probably happen tomorrow and be foiled.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I will probably end up doing an extended broadcast tomorrow, not just 4 hours. It'll be 5-6 hours long, covering the coronation of our new Supreme Emperor, Barack Obama the First. May he live forever. Oh, glorious leader, save us. This would be hilarious if it wasn't so dangerous. But let's go ahead and go back to your calls, Randy, Matt, Mark, Joe, Rachel, and others. Randy in Canada, you're on the air on the eve of the coronation of the God Emperor.
Hello, Alex. I'd like to ask you two questions, separate questions, but kind of big questions, so I'll try to be quick. The first being, since we're part of a North American Union, the things that Barack Obama will instill, as in youth brigades and military service and even martial law, would that affect people as well as in Canada? Would our government follow suit with him? That's my first question.
Yes, the same programs are being implemented in Canada and in England, in many cases under the exact same names or similar names, because Obama isn't running anything. The social engineers decades ago developed the very programs that we're now being phased into right now.
Okay, now my second question is 2 weeks ago I heard you talking about something about UFOs, and you said there were balloons or whatever in the air. I forget exactly what you said, but what I want to ask is, could you give me a little history on Operation, is it Bluebeam? And would Barack Obama be the person to instill that?
All right, I appreciate your call. Let me try to answer that question. For the last 2 years, the mainstream media has legitimized extraterrestrial life and is basically saying we are being visited, something is going on. And so that would hint to the public that the establishment is strongly considering implementing something along the lines of Project Bluebeam, which is a partially declassified U.S. government plan to have staged alien extraterrestrial landings as a pretext to unify the planet around the contact. That would be a societal revolution. It would destroy a lot of people's basic faiths. It would be great to cause a major upheaval. And then they've talked in a lot of government documents about having it be a hostile threat as a way to unify humanity. And Ronald Reagan and many others, Gorbachev, have talked about that. I don't get into a debate about whether they're in the hundreds of billions of galaxies that Hubble's telescope itself has photographed, with billions of planets in the solar systems that are in those galaxies, that there isn't life in the universe. I'm sure there is. This just isn't a radio show where we get into little green men and chupacabras and yetis and abominable snowmen, because, you know, that whole genre then basically mixes in. And I'm not knocking those people. That's interesting stuff. People are into it. You know, that's their prerogative. I just don't mix in speculative things and, you know, the things that are sensational that aren't provable. And so I never really weigh in on the subject. The reason a few weeks ago I talked about high-altitude homeland security blimps was because it has been in the news that they've put them over every major U.S. city. They can watch thousands of square miles from 90 to 120,000 feet where they place them. They're unmanned. They have face scanning technology. They have biometric scanning technology, heat resonance signature technology that can create a fingerprint on any individual car or any individual human just from the heat signature of your head from above or the shadow you cast and the way you walk. They create a biometric algorithm key number with that. That's the, quote, secret weapon that Bob Woodward wrote about in his latest book. It's not so secret. It's admitted that they have it. And DARPA developed it decades ago. It's just now been implemented. And so I don't watch a lot of TV, but just in the last 6 months, I've caught Larry King Live myself, I think three times, saying, what are these giant cigar-shaped craft over Dallas, over Tucson, Arizona, over Los Angeles, over Salt Lake City, over cities in Canada, and they'll show the video on ABC, on CNN, and it's a blimp. It's at 100,000 feet. It's got the four fins on the back. It's got the camera pods. It's got the solar panels on the side and the top. It's like the Goodyear blimp. I mean, it's a blimp. It's like saying, what's that? Oh, that's a biplane. Well, what's that? That's a 777. You know, what's that? That's a fire hydrant. It's a blimp. There's no debating it. And then they get on the news and say the FAA won't say what it is and says they're not picking it up on radar and that it's not of human origin. And because the FAA says so, it must be aliens. And some say it's a blimp, but they're conspiracy theorists. I mean, they launch these blimps. They announced 6-7 years ago, just Google Homeland Security blimp. You'll see videos of them launching. You'll see photos. You'll read mainstream articles about how they launch them, how they're above us. So it's weird how they do these programs. They announce they're launching them. They launch them. They're there. And then when the public sees them, they say, doesn't exist. You're not seeing it. Or we don't know what it is. We're launching F-16s to check it out. And it's a big silver blimp with four fins on the end of it, and surveillance pods hanging off the belly of it. And a five-year-old. You know, I was at home watching the video on YouTube of an ABC newscast, and I said, son, come over here and tell me what that looks like. And he goes, that's a blimp. That's a blimp. The blimps are neat. I saw a big blimp, Daddy. Ron Paul had a blimp. And I say, thank you. I even did the test. My six-year-old knows what it is, but adults go, it's aliens. It's just the public is so mindless, so dumbed down, so incredibly just. I'll never forget the White House press corps with the White House press secretary And they were asking her a few months ago, is it true the dollar's been devalued? Is it true that's why things cost more? Is it true? She said, the White House will not tell you that. I'd be fired if I told you. And then they all went, gee, we don't know if it's been devalued then. As if they couldn't go look at the money index for that day, the currency index. I want to go back to your calls. We're running out of time here. We've got a guest coming up. But we'll continue with calls in the third and fourth hour as well. The guests are just on for two segments. I want to shift gears into the Gaza situation for 30 minutes, then we're going to go back into Obama and break down that and his true agenda. But, I mean, I'm not that smart, folks. My six-year-old knows it's a blimp. It's a blimp!
No, it's cigar-shaped craft from planet Snibblebob, and they're here watching us. What will they do?
And then I'm the conspiracy theorist because I'm saying that's not aliens, that's not an unidentified flying object, that is a Homeland Security blimp. Here's the ABC News, here's the CNN footage of it. And we posted articles right next to 5 years ago, 6 years ago when Homeland Security announced it. It's the same blimp, the very same model. A gigantic surveillance blimp. I remember when Alexander Haig had a TV show. Before I even got on the air here locally in Austin, it was on the county channel on cable for some reason. It's nationwide syndicated. He did it for a few years. And I remember Alexander Haig in 1992, I was a senior in high school, and I remember watching his hour-long daily news show. I think it was very interesting, where he admitted that he is the majority owner in a company that was going to sell to the federal government giant blimps that were unmanned to surveil the American people much cheaper than satellites, and that would be for our security against terrorists. 1992. Doesn't matter. Doesn't exist. I went on Man Cal Mueller's show last week. I'm on there again tomorrow. And I brought up the blimps, and he just started laughing, saying there's no such thing. And I said, just Google Homeland Security blimp. He said, no. Let's just go to your phone calls. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you for a few months. I love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
My eyes were open when I first saw Loose Change. It really hit home when I saw the part where I believe it was Flight 93 that supposedly crashed. It was spotted landing at the Hopkins Airport in Cleveland.
Yes.
And the passengers were escorted to an abandoned NASA building, never to be seen again. Astounding.
Which is exactly, and that was on the local news, and that is multiple news outlets, TV and radio reported it, and that's exactly what's in the Operation Northwoods headline, ABC News, U.S. government plan to attack U.S. cities as pretext for war. And that was, of course, with Cuba, but they didn't do the plan. And they said, we'll have drones take off, have other people, highly publicized, get on planes who are ready to be sheep-dipped, go deep cover, we're going to stage their deaths. And we'll have them get on the plane, stage their deaths, and the drones will go in and hit the targets.
Yep. It's just absolutely astounding to me, man. You know, and people just, how do people not believe this stuff? I mean, you know, I've talked to hundreds of people, family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, you name it, you know, and 99% of which are not receptive to what's going on here. You know, how do I enlighten them about what is really going on without convincing them that I'm an absolute lunatic? I mean,
I have found it's not as effective just to talk to somebody. It's better to give them an end game or a Loose Change final cut, a copy, you know, make copies of my films, get them out to folks, and just say, hey, this is some really interesting stuff. Watch this. Tell me what you think of it. But, you know, it may be the group, the area you're in, the demographic, or people that know you. Statistically, salesmen will tell you it's harder to sell somebody you know than somebody you don't know because they have preconceived notions or they think you're trying to act. The average person in the West thinks someone warning them about something is showing off. I mean, if you know state capitals and basic political facts or a bill number, people will look at you like, you know bill numbers? What? You're some kind of crazy person. He thinks there's blimps, but they're aliens. I believe they're aliens, but blimps, you're crazy. I believe little green men before I believe blimpers. So the most effective thing to do is to give them a video or a book. Most people don't read, so video is the mode. Or send them a link to a video. Does that answer your question?
Awesome.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Mark, Joe, Rachel, Mr. X, stay with us. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount, and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Start doing radio audio blogs commercial free every single day. And in the next month, I'm going to announce a whole bunch of new things we're doing. One of them is going to be a daily 5-minute news boil down where I'm consigned to 5 minutes. Got to keep it focused, hard hitting for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, which will then be ripped to the four corners of Earth, of terra firma. And we've got a bunch of other stuff I'm going to be announcing that is huge, that dwarfs all of that in the next month. Because if you think I'm going to sit around while the New World Order is coming down on us, when they're already shutting down the web, already getting rid of net neutrality, we have got a limited window to move against the New World Order, and I am going full bore against these guys. And I hope you'll join us in that fight to wake up everybody you can. All right, let's go ahead and go to the UK. Joe in the United Kingdom, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. I was a bit of a skeptic years ago, but I'm trying to piece it together over the web because, you know, it's almost perfect information out there. I just want to ask you a question, a couple of questions, really. I might digress here. In Tel Aviv, there's the Israeli Supreme Court. Are you aware of that? That's
being built. Giant all-seeing eyes to Horus and satanic runes all over it.
That's right.
And a huge plaque saying that Lord Rothschild paid for it all.
That's right. On the internet, it says commissioned by Lord Rothschild, obviously a part of the Illuminati.
Well, it's not on the internet. I mean, it's not just photographs and news articles alternative. Mainstream news says that.
Right, right. I just try to piece together, obviously, this New World Order, Illuminati, there's obviously an eventual focus, a goal. It's similar like with...
Yeah, let me tell you the goal. Let me tell you the goal, and then you can ask your question, but I know what it's going to be. What is the ultimate expression of a vicious control freak? Why does a serial killer love to grab a three-year-old child off the street and rape him and torture him for 3 months and then kill him? Because they love the power of the poor, helpless child screaming and begging and in pain. That's the ultimate expression of a control freak. Now, wicked control freaks are in control. They are very capable, professional psychopaths, not your low-level street type. And they are setting up world government to kill 90% of us. Their official documents say 80. Now they're moving into 90%. And now the latest info coming out of every major biology department, every major eugenics department of every major college is that they want to kill 99%. Now, again, they didn't want to say everybody at first because that would scare their minions who believe they're going to go into the future. Now, a minority, but an elite minority, say the goal is total human extermination, including themselves. The greatest control freak action is to kill everyone. Go ahead.
But I want to just look at it in terms of respect. On the web, it says basically you're still of a Christian background. Is that right? Of a Christian background, is that correct?
Yes, but don't associate that with Pat Robertson.
No. I'm just saying traditional Christian values kind of thing, yeah?
Well, traditional Christianity is not real Christianity. That's a tradition of the last 200 years manufactured. Lay down to corruption. It's the end of the world. Don't fight evil. It's not your job to fight evil. I am not that type of Christian. I am somebody who burns, like Ezekiel said, it's burning in my bones. That's why... I can hardly even focus when I'm on here. I'm just burning. Look, I know all over Austin where I live, they're grabbing old people, stealing their houses, and euthanizing them. It's in the news they're doing it, and no one's stopping them. I know where I live that the Texas Youth Commission is a giant pedophile ring where they rape the children en masse, and with the older kids, they have gladiatorial fights with sports betting where they fight with weapons, and no one's going to stop them. They're going to continue doing it, and it's admitted. I mean, I know they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. I know Bayer, on purpose, shipped out over 100 million ampules of factor 8 that kills every single person that takes it, and their own documents came out that they knew it and they did it on purpose. I know they're evil. I know they're attacking us. I know they're destroying the environment while giving us a phony environmental movement to tax the carbon cycle. I know we're in one crazy situation, sir.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, going back to this building in Tel Aviv, right, basically this is what I started to believe in, this whole concept of it, etc., about there has to be an ultimate focus goal. And with this, it's a satanic nature of the Illuminati, if I'm correct there. Basically, I'm from a Muslim background, right, and what the Quran says, right, is Qiyamah, which is end of days, yeah? Same in Revelation, same in most religions. But what it says, the Antichrist will appear between Syria and Iraq, somewhere in Palestine. So my ideas have to be based on the truth. Whether that's
tell you what, stay there. If you can hold, we got our guests only coming on for about 20 minutes. I'll come back to you and everybody else. I want to go to Rachel. I want to go to Mr. X, Stan, Mark, and others. Everybody, stay there. We're going to get back to you, and you stay there too, Joe. I'll go back to you first.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families all over the world trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in a three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Then I come back Sundays with an abbreviated transmission from 4 to 6 p.m. Ria Hanna Abu El Asal is our guest for the next 25 minutes or so. He is an Anglican from Nazareth. He graduated from Nazareth Baptist School, where he also taught. While at Nazareth, he was a member of the PLP, the Progressive List for Peace, a joint Jewish-Arab political party which existed only for 8 years. He's considered to have, and it just goes on to talk about the work that he does. He is the Bishop of Jerusalem, very, very prominent religious leader there, and he can give us a perspective from there on the ground with what's really happening in Gaza. And so it's good to have you here joining us from Jerusalem, sir. Do we have him on air? Sir, are you there? Yeah, we're going to try this again later. The network will not put the codes in or doesn't have them to be able to call many places overseas, Genesis, so I'm trying to call him here from our studios. And so let's just reschedule that. Thank you very much. Just give him a line and tell him thank you. Bill, let's suspend that. Thank you. Um, speaking of Israel, go ahead and play the clip. A lot of people talked about this over the weekend. UK Jewish lawmaker, Israel forces acting like Nazis. Israeli military action in Gaza is comparable to that of German soldiers during the Holocaust. A German UK lawmaker whose family suffered at the hands of the Nazis is saying. And that's Gerald Kaufman, a member of the UK's ruling Labour Party, very prominent, also called for an arms embargo on Israel. So with this unique perspective, let's go ahead and play that, and then we'll go back to your phone calls. Here we go.
Sir Gerald Kaufman. Madam Deputy Speaker, I was brought up as an Orthodox Jew and a Zionist. On a shelf in our kitchen was a tin box of the Jewish National Fund, into which we put coins to help the pioneers building a Jewish presence in Palestine. I first went to Israel in 1961, and I've been there since more times than I can count. I had family in Israel, and I have friends in Israel. One of them fought in the wars of 1956, 1967, and 1973, and was wounded in two of them. The tichlif which I'm wearing is made from a campaign decoration awarded to him, which he presented to me. I've known most of the prime ministers of Israel, starting with the founding prime minister, David Ben-Gurion. Golda Meir was my friend. So was Yigal Alon, the deputy prime minister, who as a general won the Negev for Israel in the 1948 War of Independence. My parents came to Britain as refugees from Poland. Most of their families were subsequently murdered by the Nazis in the Holocaust. My grandmother was ill in bed when the Nazis came to her hometown of Staszów. A German soldier shot her dead in her bed. Madam Deputy Speaker, my grandmother did not die to provide cover for Israeli soldiers murdering Palestinian grandmothers in Gaza. The present Israeli government ruthlessly and cynically exploit the continuing guilt among Gentiles over the slaughter of Jews in the Holocaust as justification for their murder of Palestinians. The implication is that Jewish lives are precious, but the lives of Palestinians do not count. On Sky News a few days ago, the spokeswoman for the Israeli army, Major Leibovich, was asked about the Israeli killing of, at that time, 800 Palestinians. The total is now 1,000. She replied instantly, 500 of them were militants. That was the reply of a Nazi. I suppose the Jews fighting for their lives in the Warsaw Ghetto could have been dismissed as militants. The Israeli Foreign Minister, Tzipi Livni, asserts that her government will have no dealings with Hamas because they're terrorists. Tzipi Livni's father was Eitan Livni, chief operations officer of the terrorist Irgun Svai Leumi, who organized the blowing up of the King David Hotel in Jerusalem, in which 91 victims were killed, including four Jews. Israel was born out of Jewish terrorism. Jewish terrorists hanged two British sergeants and booby-trapped their corpses. Irgun, together with the terrorist Stern Gang, massacred 254 Palestinians in 1948 in the village of Deir Yassin. Today, the present Israeli government indicate that they will be willing, in circumstances acceptable to them, to negotiate with the Palestinian President Abbas of Fatah. It's too late for that, Madam Deputy Speaker. They could have negotiated with Fatah's previous leader, Yasser Arafat, who was a friend of mine. Instead, they besieged him in a bunker in Ramallah, where I visited him. It's because of the failings of Fatah since Arafat's death that Hamas won the election, the Palestinian election in 2006. Hamas is a deeply nasty organization, but it was democratically elected, and it is the only game in town. The boycotting of Hamas, including by our own government, has been a culpable error from which dreadful consequences have followed. The great Israeli Foreign Minister Abba Eban, with whom I campaigned for peace on many platforms, said, You make peace by talking to your enemies. However many Palestinians the Israelis murder in Gaza, they cannot solve this existential problem by military means. Whenever and however the fighting ends, there will still be 1.5 million Palestinians in Gaza and 2.5 million more Palestinians in the West Bank, who are treated like dirt by the Israelis, with hundreds of roadblocks and with the ghastly denizens of the illegal Jewish settlements harassing them as well. The time will come, not so long from now, when they will outnumber the Jewish population in Israel. It's time for our government to make clear to the Israeli government that its conduct and policies are unacceptable, and to impose a total arms ban on Israel. It is time for peace, but real peace, not the solution by conquest, which is the Israelis' real goal, but which is impossible for them to achieve. They're not simply war criminals, they're fools.
All right, later we'll open the phones up and get your take on that perspective from a Holocaust victim, but I apologize to the bishop for our phone issues connecting into Jerusalem in Israel, but we do have him, and his name is Ria Hana Abu El Asal, and we appreciate you coming on the show, Bishop of the Anglican Church there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, you've got the floor in the limited time we have. Tell us what's really happening in Gaza right now, sir.
Well, the shooting seemed to have stopped. It's kind of stopped. But in my opinion, the war is still on. And as long as the root cause of all this conflict is not dealt with properly, justly, objectively, compassionately, I fear that the next round or the next rounds will be far more bloody and far more deadly. The situation in Gaza is very, very tragic. Hundreds of homes have been bulldozed, completely leveled to the ground, often on top of the residents in them. The number of people killed exceeded 1,300. Most of those are children, women, and of the aged. And of the injured, body and soul certainly, the number is 5,400. Many of them, they say about 400, are in very serious injuries, and some of them will continue to be handicapped for the rest of their lives if they survive. The situation demands the attention of the whole world to put an end to this pain, to this death, to this killing, to this fear, lest the whole Middle East, perhaps even beyond the Middle East, will be drawn into a war which nobody would benefit from. The Israelis, in my opinion, and the opinion of many among them are also Israelis on the left, have said that the war accomplished very little, if any. The goals have not been achieved, except for the fact that they managed not only to kill so many and to ruin so many homes, but also they have become experts, the Israeli establishment, in kind of destroying their reputation in many parts of the world. Among those communities in the world, the Americans, the British, the French, the Spanish, the Germans, the demonstrations, they draw hundreds of thousands, in fact, millions around the world in support of the people of Gaza, in support of Gaza being free, Gaza being free, certainly from the siege that was, and that the Palestinians are equal human beings entitled to human rights, entitled to national rights, entitled to self-determination, entitled to an independent Palestinian state on Palestinian soil, side by side with Israel, in accordance with the United Nations resolution.
Sir, specifically,
the different summit that happened, I mean, I, for one, and I believe I speak on behalf of many, I mean, why would the European leaders, whether they came from France, England, from Spain, Italy, from Czechoslovakia, or from wherever they came from. Why would they wait until 1,300 people are killed? Why would they allow themselves to continue to witness the killing of children and women, rather than come the second time of the day when the war began on the 27th of December 2008? It's heartbreaking. I, as a human being, not only as a Christian, but as a human being, having seen the number of children killed, and I have four grandchildren, I honestly tried to cry, but I could not. I was so angry, as it were, so angry that the world continued to be completely indifferent. And it reminded me, and I have written to friends here and there, it reminded me of the day even when Jesus Christ was crucified, that some people came from Galilee and they stood afar watching. How long will the international community continue to stand afar and continue to watch people being oppressed, people being humiliated, people being killed, people being occupied? We need to find a way out of this mess before I fear that
you'll be... Sir, for the listeners, we're talking to the main Anglican bishop in Jerusalem for the Anglican Church there, and Bishop Ria Abu El Asal. In the time we have in this segment and the next, specifically for those that don't know, Jews, Arabs, Palestinians, and Christians did live in peace together for hundreds and hundreds of years, if not thousands. What changed in the 1940s? What changed in 1947? Because I don't think the people understand that now the Palestinians have been driven, millions of them, almost 4 million, into two tiny areas and are under siege, and that Israel broke the ceasefire by bombing and killing people and by cutting off the entrances into Israel and other areas that were part of the agreement. I'm certainly not defending things that Hamas is doing with these rockets, but the point is, what are they supposed to do in the face of being under total siege? So can you briefly speak to the history of what's been happening there in Israel and why things changed?
Arabs and Jews have lived for centuries side by side, and they have lived in peace and in harmony. Christians, Muslims, and Jews have lived in the land people call the Holy Land, to which I refer as the land of the Holy One, side by side for 1,400 years. Some people, in fact, people of the church, of the Anglican Church in the UK, in the 19th century, started speaking of the end of times and of eschatology, and that we are drawing nigh to the end of time, and that the Jews will come back to the so-called promised land. And they started speaking of Palestine as a land without people. Why not give it to a people without a land? Then came the First World War and the Balfour Declaration in 1923, which promised the Jewish community a state or a home in Palestine. And after which, the First World War, during the Second World War, the Jewish community suffered at the hands of the Nazis, not at the hands of the Arabs, not at the hands of the Arab Christians, not at the hands of the Muslim, the Palestinians, or the Muslim Arabs in the Middle East. They suffered at the hands of the Europeans, especially the Nazis. And a number of them have been killed, but some of them managed to survive and escape, and they found refuge in what was mandate Palestine. They were welcomed by our people until the day when they started talking about wanting a state of their own. Rather than continue to live side by side, they raised the issue of a Jewish state in Palestine. The United Nations sent a commission, and that commission partitioned the land on the 29th of November, 1947. In my opinion, that was the first separation wall that the international community built between Arabs and the Jews, between the Palestinians and the Israelis, between the Jews and the Muslims, between the Jews and the Christians. The partition plan gave the Jewish community, which was a minority of some 600,000 people who arrived from Europe, especially from East Europe, they gave them 52% of the territory of Palestine and 48% to 1.2 million Palestinians. The Palestinians, of all the those engaged in the negotiation, resorted to the wisdom of Solomon, the two women who claimed the same baby. The real mom said, I will not allow you to cut the baby into two. Whereas the other woman said, never mind, cut him. And Solomon, who happened to be a Jew, woke up to the reality that that was the real mama, and he gave the child to the real mom without partitioning, God forbid, the baby.
Bishop, stay there. We've got to break. We're going to come right back to you after this quick break and continue with the real history of what happened there. PrisonPlanet.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
It's agreed to stay with us 5 minutes into the next hour, and then we immediately start going live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting the radio show via PrisonPlanet.tv for all the members over there. We will go directly to all of your phone calls that are patiently holding. Mark in Oregon, Rachel, Mr. X, Stan, Mordecai in Israel, and many others that are patiently holding. Okay, you know, the issue here, and we're talking to the Anglican bishop of Jerusalem, a very important position for Christians over there, especially Christian Palestinians, Ria Hanna Abu El Asal, the bishop. We're going over what really happened over there. And, of course, the people in Israel, they staged terror attacks. They killed people en masse. They started the bombings of hotels and marketplaces, the machine gunning of the Palestinians, Christians, and others to drive them out. It's just amazing that all of this went on. And this is just the facts. And then I watch the news and they say, there's no such thing as a Palestinian. The Arabs were there trying to steal the land and Israel's fighting them off. And then Israel admits in their papers that they stage terror attacks sometimes as a pretext to kill peace processes. And that Israel has admitted in their newspapers that they want to drive the Palestinians out of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, the close to 4 million people that are there. If you want to be technical, 3.5 million. And this is what is ongoing and happening. And then the public just isn't aware of this. Sir, please continue. You'd gotten up to the analogy of Solomon.
Yeah, the partition plan was rejected by the Palestinian community, and the first round of hostilities began, the result of which either the expelling of the majority of the Palestinians or those who chose to leave, believing that they will leave for a few days, a week or two, they didn't carry with them anything, and they form now the largest bulk of refugees in the Middle East. The number is close to 5 million Palestinians who continue to look to the day when they will be allowed to come back home. They're very much the same like any other refugee here or there in the world. There were a number of wars, 48, 56, 67, 67. The Israelis managed to occupy the rest of Palestine, and then 73. And again, we heard of the peace treaty with Egypt. We had the peace treaty of Israel with Jordan, and certainly with the Palestinian Authority, the Oslo Accord. But the conflict continues on because the root cause has not been dealt with properly. Neither the peace treaty with Egypt nor the peace treaty with Jordan will bring peace and security for Israel. The only way forward is for Israel to sit down and settle, have a fair settlement, which is in accordance with the United Nations resolution, whereby the Palestinians will have their share of the land, live free in an independent Palestinian state, as I said, side by side. I have proposed in 84 when I was still a priest in Nazareth, I propose that if the Palestinians are given the opportunity to have their independent state side by side with Israel, in my opinion, the day will come soon when there will be either a federation or confederation between the two states, which will serve as a blessing unto the nations of the Middle East, if not unto the whole world. And that's what I said to Tony Blair when I met with him before the war on Iraq on the 18th of February, when he tried to tell us that going to war against Iraq will pave the way for peace in the Middle East. I said, sir, the shortest way to Baghdad goes through Jerusalem.
Stay there. We're going to come back in 1 minute, sir, for the final segment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.